We are on Daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. Let us again start the Gemara. We have to learn Taisus and on the Gemara, and let us again start the Gemara. Tashma, it's a little after half of the Amid. Tashma, Alabayish Shavaiva Mimokim Lamokim. Speaking about a balabos, who had panosa, he wasn't anani, and he found himself in a place with stuck without money. So in this matzev, he takes matnas aniyim. And when he comes back home and he gets money, so should replenish Daniyim. Divrei Rabbi Eleza. This is what Rabbi Eleza holds. So let us see Rashi. Balabayis Osher Shayaiva Mimokim Lamokim. Vitzorich Litel Venitzrach Lemzainis. He needs Mezainis. Neitel Heket. Now there's a need for him to take matnas aniyim. But when he gets back home, he pays the aniyim. Now, who does he pay? Alme komidi dechayve rachmona lemesev laniyim. So we see from this that what is mechuyev to give to aniyim, hava rishen yochel l'teivoy. So the first oni that comes can be teveya. We see if there's a din yishalem, is mechuyev to pay, who does he pay to? He could be match everyone. He could say, why mechuyev to give you? And here it says yishalem. So we see this yisod, that fakert, if it's not ben, you only have a toibes ano when it's ben. Here, Bechlau is not speaking about toibes ano because it's like a shikra upeye, which there's a din of taz. If you leave it for them, Bechlau, you don't have toibes ano. Now you were mafsid daniyim, so now daniyim can come and you mechuyif to pay them. So we see this concept of mumin shein loy toibim is not true. Everyone can be a teveya. Every oni has a schus to be a teveya. Buhu adin lemat nois kohune. So this is lav davke by aniyim. This is matnas aniyim. Every oni has a right to be a teveya. And every kohen has a right to be a teveya. So this is the kasha. Now for elach, we're going to be medayik from Rashi. We hear two lashonos in Rav Chisda. One lashon of Rav Chisda was that there's a gzeiras hakos of zeh, you only mechuyev to give the ben, the matoni, not mechuyev to give the shavyes. And then there was a second lashon of mamon shein leitoyvim. Now here Rashi, when Rashi brings down the kasha, Rashi says, oh, it's a kasha in Rav Chisda. You see that even though it's ain't leitayvim, everyone can be a teveya. Why doesn't Rashi ask from the zeh? Because Rashi yelled and shuldik. The zeh is a posuk by matnas kohune. How can you hear we're talking about matnas aniyim? There's no gzeres hakos about matnas aniyim. That's what Rashi says. But in the lomdus for momin shein leitayvim, there's no svara to be mechalik between matnas aniyim and matnas kohune. That's why Rashi is madgish. Kolmidi de mechayim rachmanu lemeisa v'anim abor yishin yochel etovit v'hu adin lematnes kohune. That means Rashi had the shaylach. I mean, how can you be medame? So Rashi's the svori is that he's a teveya, that every yon is a teveya. So by matnes kohune, the locha should be the same. So this was Akasha and Rav Chisda. Omar Rav Chisda midas chasidish shonukam. So Rav Chisda said, this is not meikeradin. Meikeradin, he doesn't have to give anything at all. He can be matche every oni, but als midas chsidish ono kan. What does Rashi said? Im chosid hu yishalom. A chosid is a different shulchan aruch. He's taken not mechuyiv. He's taken not mechuyiv, he's a chosid, but im chosid hu yishalom. That was Rav Chisda's parents. Omar Rove, so Rove did not like the Teretz at all. We'll see, the Rove did not like this whole shmooze at all. And because of two problems. First of all, one problem was Tane Toni Yishalim. Abeleza says Yishalim. Yishalim l'chere means Yimachuyev to pay. But Amrit Midas Chsidis, that means you can't, you can't say this is Pshat Rabbi Eleza, because Yishalom is Mashma Filabal Koche, is Mechuyev to pay. And here it says Midas Chsidis. You can't say that means Midas Chsidis. Boy. Then Rava said that the whole kasha doesn't make sense. Mida Abileza Lekim Veleisev. He says, you're right. Yishalom means you're mechuyev to pay. And you see, Mama and Shein Leitoivim Yechayev to pay. Fine. So that's a kasha and Rav Chisda. Abileza is a shamute. We don't pass in like Abileza. So what's the whole kasha? It's a kasha and a teretz. First of all, he doesn't like the Teretz. The Teretz doesn't stim very well in the Lashon Rabbi Elazar. And second of all, there's no need to answer this kasha because of Rabbi Elazar. There's no kasha. We don't pass no Rabbi Elazar. These are the problems that Rav had with this shakel of Italia. Ella, so Rav said that the way the kasha in Teretz was presented, it's not right. If first of all, it's no kasha, and if it's a kasha, it's no Teretz. Elam is sefer. The kasha which was asked from the sefer. The chachamim oimrim oni hoya ba'isesha. The chachamim disagree with Rabbi Elazar. They said, they said, you said that what Yishalem is mechuyev to pay. Why is he mechuyev to pay? He was legitimate only Hoya Boisish. So they disagree with Rabbi Elazar. But now we can be medayik from the Chachomim. Taima the Oni, that means the Chachomim are chaylik Rabbi Elazar. If he had a balabos who was an Oni Boisish, so they hold, why should he be chayev to pay? He falls into the category of Oni. Ha'ashir, but let's be medayik from the Chachamim. What would be if this balabos was taka an asher? Then vaistois mishalim. Then it seems then they'd agree to. The only reason they disagree with Rabbi Elazar because only Oya vaisesha he was entitled to take ha'asher mishalim. Amay lehevi kemazik matnas kunay sha'ochlam. So peker is a kasha. This is Akasha and Rav Chisda from the Chachamim, from the Diyuk of the Chachamim. The Chachamim said that he's an Oni is Potter, but it seems an Osher is Chayim. And this Kasha on Rav Chisda, Midas Chasidis Shonukam. This is Amidas Chasidis. An Osher is Amidas Chasidis. That means this is Akasha. This is Akasha and Rav Chisda. The Diyuk, Oni, they hold the spot of but an osher is chay. But the chiv is taka al tmidas chasidis, and we'll see in Rashi, that vakert, an osher is taka chay, lots of shidei shemayim, because that we had heard in Tosfos before, I mean, this old reidel, you can't schlep him to din teire, is pshat is, in din teire, he can say, I can give it another oni, so bezin can't be mechayvim to pay, but lots of shidei shemayim, and Osher Zicher took away, he was Zicher Mafsid Anim, was Mazik Momen Anim, so an Osher is Mechuyev to pay. Lots of Yisidei Shemaim, you can't slap him to Bezin, but lots of Yisidei Shemaim is Mechuyev to pay. Tane Tone Yisham, Zatrashi Damashma Al Kolchoi, Vaat Amret, yeah, ba'oid misavus mid Rabbi Elazar kamoisev. You're learning pshat that we asked a kasha from Rabbi Elazar the Matzina Lemeima, that the Tzchina Lemeima, others want to say, that we have to say, the Rab Chisda Mishanilo, there was a Kasha from Rabbi Leza, and Rab Chisda had to answer this Kasha, Midas Chassidish Hanukkah. Nah, the Kasha by Tzchunishtan. Ela Midarabon on Maisiv, Valo Mishani Rab Chisda, Midas Chassidish Hanukkah. Hodiktoni oya boisei shom. The mashma de teidek minei de osher boi lishlumi labeda yonim koma am chosi do tzorz lishalem lotzei sidei shamay. Let us see Tosfos l'chsheyachzer lebeisoi yishalem. So here it says, this is the loshon of Rabbi Lezer, l'chsheyachzer lebeisoi yisham lelish lebasre the komar mishum dave momen she'ein loy toivim. Now, Tosfos, we had mentioned before from Rashi, it would seem that the Kash is only according to the Lishna Basra. We'll see Tosfos is Chaylik and Rashi. And Tosfos says as follows. Lishna Basra, the Koma, Mishim Davim, Momin, Shein, Loi, Toivim, Porir Shaper, a very good Kash. The Yishalem, Mashme, Sheyochel, Oitzioi, Bedayonim. Yishalem is Mashme, Sheyochel, Oitzioi, Bedayonim. So you hold this moment, Shein Leitoivim. Now here, Tosfos is Chaylik on Rashi. Lishne kame nami de pota, mishum dechsiv zeh. According to the first Losh, we have to understand, we're asking a kasha on Rav Chisda, and how can you ask a kasha on Rav Chisda? It's two Lishoines pshat on Rav Chisda. How can you ask a kasha on Rav Chisda? So Tosfos says, because I feel according to the first Losh, and it's also shver. It's also mishum d'chsiv zeh pachinen. Why? The bekivin de matones poto mishum d'chsiv zeh. Since by matnas kohune, your poto, it says the whole chiyiv is only to give the be'en to the koyim, not the shavius to the koyim. Misvor ein lono lechalik be matones leket shikre pei. So Tosfos says, Mehechi Tosi, we should differentiate between Matnas Kohune and Matnas Aniyim. This is Matnas Kohune and Matnas Aniyim. So Memele, the Kash is a fellow according to the first Loshen also. The Kash is, the Zazet, and from Zeh we see, Matonis, which have to be given to a Shevet, Shevet Kohune, Shevet Aniyim, the Chiv is only the Ben and not the Shavius. And Tosfos brings a raya that we should not differentiate between Matnas Aniyim and Matnas Kohune. Tosfos says, I'll bring you a Gemara later. Lekamon bepirkim porich, Misafik leket echayev mishum oni v'rosh atzdiku. The Gemara says over there, if you have Safik leket means you have some kernels, I don't know if they fell b'shas k'tzire, if Teiloim brought them there and the Molim brought them there, et Safik leket. So we would say, b'chol ha-teire kule, if we have a Safik, if someone has a schus, if someone doesn't have a schus, we would say, Meitz mechaveri ola baraya. Maybe you don't know. If it's yours, if it's not yours, so you leave it there. There the Gemara brings down a posik, Oni v'rosh hatzdiku. If you have a sofik, if it's momen aniyim, or not momen aniyim, hatzdiku. Let them be right. That's the din, Oni v'rosh hatzdiku. So the Gemara brings down, by Sofik Leket, is it in Oni V'rosh HaTziku, Lohoda Omar, so the Gemara Sakasha, Ein Sofik Matonis L'Koyim. You said a Sofik Matoni don't give to a Koyim. Frek the Gemara says, Oni V'rosh HaTziku, Sokan Shai Leban Anshudik. That's a din of Matnas Anim, and we're talking about Matnas Kohune. So Tosfos says, we see from the Gemara that there's no svore to differentiate between one maton and another maton. So Melus Tosfos says, even if we will say that the Tam of Rav Chisda is because it says Zeh by Matnas Kohune, we can ask Akashe that this drosha of Zeh should apply also by Matnas, by Matnas Hani. Omar Rove. Now we have over here, that's our Girsa. And there was a Girsa, Omar Lei Rove. That means we had asked Akashe and Rav Chisde. After we asked Akashe and Rav Chisde, here it says, Sheyazer Yishalem. So we almost also it's Akasha Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said, "Midas Chsidish on the Khan." So then there was a Girsa Omalei Rove that Rove asked Akasha to Rav Chisda, "What pshat your parents?" Says Yishalem, "How could you say it's Midas Chsidish?" And then Bechlal from Rav Lazar is not Akasha. Omal Rove Goras. So Rashi says, "You're not." The Tosfos says, "You're not Goras Omalei Rove." No Omal Rove. We're not seeing an Omalei Rove. If you're goyres omar lei rove, that the mashme the Rav Chisda diber, that rove is speaking to Rav Chisda, and rove is telling Rav Chisda, I don't understand your teretz, and I don't understand why you have to fend for the kasha. So then rove said, so the only way it makes sense your teretz, and there is a kasha is from the sefer. So finished. So Rove is just speaking to Rav Chisda that your teretz is not applicable to fa'emfa akasha from Rav Elazar. Your teretz is applicable to akasha from the diuk of the Chachamim that on your yevoish show, but an osher will be osher's mishalim. So, what does it say in our Gemara? In our Gemara it says, there is a kash. Amai levi kemasek matnes kuna yishochlam. Omar Rav Chisda midis chasidis shonokam. So if Rav is talking to Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda doesn't have to repeat this. Rav is speaking to him, your teretz does not apply to akash from Rav Elazar. He said your teretz only applies to akash from the Chachamim. So what's Omar Rav Chisda? The Omar Rav Chisda is superfluous. Rav is telling him that this teretz that you said applies to the second teretz. Vimkein my kama lipsoif midas chsidish on the kam. Omar Rav Chisda midas chsidish on the kam. Aloi kvar shoma teretz. The Rav heard the teretz. We know this teretz. The love of Chos of Amar Rav Chisda. So just Rav is telling him your teretz is applicable by the Sefer, not by the Reish. So Tosfos says. So we have to understand what the story was. Elo. So Tosfos says the story was as follows: Rav Shama beBeis Hamedrash Akasha baTeretz. Rav Chisda wasn't there in the Beis Hamedrash. They said over. That there was a kasha that was asked on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda said a teretz. B'shem Rav Chisda Areshe. They told over that they asked a kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was not around at all. But they said, oh, in the Beis Medrash, this kasha was asked on Rav Chisda from Rabbi Leza. Rav Chisda said a teretz. B'heishiv lohem, so Rav told to the Bnei Beis HaMedrash, you're not saying over properly what really happened. That means if it's what, the way you said, so the teretz doesn't make sense. And the way you said, there's no reason to ask a kasha from the reisha because you don't ask him Rabbi Leza. Let me tell you. You're telling me over what happened. You're making a mistake. It can't be the way you're telling over. This is what Rav Chisda answered. I'll tell you pshat in the maisa, not the way you're saying it over, because the way you're saying it over doesn't make sense. So my mele, so it's not Omar Lei Rav Chisda, Omar Rav is telling the Bnei HaYeshiva, the way you have a mesoira, how the maisa was, doesn't make sense. So it has to be that was the story that yes from the safe, and on that, Omar Rav Chisda. So that means he's telling that the kasha was from the Sefer and Rav Chisda answered this teretz. the vav besayv milsei derove. V'chein mash, Taisa says you have to say this story that Rava was speaking to the Bnei Yeshiva. He wasn't speaking directly to Rav Chisda. Dila Rav Chisda have a medaver lo yoyo ima va'at amrit. He wouldn't speak to him. You said alo mar omar midas chasidish shonu kan, because Stamar Mechavusa said Rav Chisda was a contemporary of Rabbi. These were Rebbeim of Rabbi. He wouldn't tell Rav Chisda, you said. He would have said, Omar, Omar. So Al Kochach, he's talking to the Bnei Yeshiva. You don't go, Mamai, some Rav Chisda. This doesn't make sense. There was such a Maise with Rav Chisda. Now, the Gemara had asked Akasha, whoever they had asked Akasha, that's what Bnei Yeshiva said, Al Kaponim. With a kasha and shitas Rav Chisda from Rabbi Eliezer. Rav Chisda holds that mazik matnas kahuna is potter, and here it says, "Uchsheyarze lebeiso yishalem." Yes, yishalem. So Rav Chisda said, "Midas chsidis." So Rav said, "It says yishalem. How could it be midas chsidis?" So let's again look in the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Tane Tani Yishalim, the Mashma Al Kol Choy. So Rashi said, that is the translation of Yishalim, he's Mechuyev to pay. That's a tight Yishalim, so Mela, Rav'es, how can Rav Chisda say Midas Chesidus? Now, Tosfos is going to ask two kashas, Abikiyas and Shas, and then we're going to have a lot of problems. Tane Tane Yishalim, Vat Amrit Midas Chesidus. Ve'im toima. Ba'oma v'perikame, de'bobikame. Oma le'i abaye miksiv yishulam, yishalam ksiv midaitoi. There the Gemara asks b'sastire. It is two psukim. One pasuk says, meitav kalmo yishalim. That when you have to pay, a mazik has to pay from meitav, from the best of his nechosim. There's another posting that says, Yoshiv l'rabbi shove kekesef kekesef v'afilu subit. Another posting, you can pay anything, any commodity. You don't have to pay from the best, you can pay from anything. So the Gemara said a teretz, I'll tell you a teretz. It matters how cooperative this mazik was. If he paid midaitoi, that means he didn't have to schlep him to Bezin, he pays midaitoi. He goes over to the Nizik and he pays him. Then he can give Yashubin, he can give anything. Meitav karma yishalei means if Bezin is being mechayven to pay, oh, he had to schlep you to Bezin, then you're going to pay ready for meitav. That was the Gemara's teretz. So the Gemara, Omer le'Abaye, miksiv yishulam, yishalem ksiv midait. I don't like your shtick Torah. If it would say yishulam, it has to be paid, then you're very good. So the Pesach is speaking about he wasn't cooperative, and the Bezin tells him you have to pay. So then you have a good test. It says yishalem midait imashma. He wants to pay in his own accord. So we still have a kashas. It says meitav, but then it says yoshiv. Al kaponim, we have a gemara in Baba Kama that says yishalim means midaitoi. No, if yishalim means midaitoi, so what's Rava's kasha? Tane yishalim, at amred midas chesidus. Yeah, yishalim means midaitoi of midas chesidus. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Vamanami perik hapayalim. Gabi choisem pi poro v'doshbo, loike umishalem arbo kabim lepor. That means if a person muzzled the mouth of a poro, bishas dishe, there are two problems involved in such a case. Number one, he's oivar alav, leisachsen shor b'dishoi. That's number one. So that's a chiyuv malchus. He's eiva alav. Number two, there's a choshem mishpatik shaila over here, because there's a mutual understanding. If I rent you or lend you my poro to be choshem, so there's an understanding that you'll permit the poro to eat b'shas dishe. So that comes into that. That's a an understood condition that you let the pora eat some amela. I know after I rented you the pora, besides the meisiris, I don't have to give her a meal because she eats already b'shas dish. So amela, the Gemara says in Bab Metzia, hachois and pi pora. There's two shailas over here. Number one, the loike. We make a cheshbon how many kabin the pora would have eaten b'shas the dish, and you have to pay this to the bala pora. So there's a loikim mishalim. Now there's a big problem in other loikim mishalim. So how do we understand this? So the Gemara says, mishalim lotzei shidei shemayim. Not best can't be mechayim. Mishalim is lotzei shidei shemayim. So we have an often a Gemara that lotzeis yidei shemayim, it says a loshin mishalim. Here it says mamish. So now we have to understand Rabbi Estakasha and Rabbi Chisda and Shuldik. You said midas chesidis shonu tan. You said it's chesidis tani yishalim v'tamot midas chesidis. No problem. Yishalim means lotzeis yidei shemayim. So what's the problem? Now, so Tosis starts making a cheshbon and nefesh. Ulalishne kama delel de potaf ulotzis yidei shemayim. Tosis had said, the second Tosis on this omet had said, there's a nafkamina between mom and shein le toivim, or the drosh of zev. So Tosis says the nafkamina will be, if there's a chiv lotzis yidei shemayim, that if you learn out from zevis potaf ulotzis yidei shemayim, Porer Shapir. So then we understand the Gemara's kasha. A Yishalim means lots of Shemayim. But if there's a drash of Zeh, there's a drash of Zeh that you put a period. So how can you say Yishalim? Yishalim also means there's a reason to pay. Not on Pibes and lots of Shidei Shemayim. Oh, but if you learn Momen Shein Leitoivim, so now we have a tremendous problem. And it could be that's what Rav Chisda said, midas chsidi shonukan. So we have a tremendous problem. What did Rabbi ask on Rav Chisda? So now Tosva says, Amor de Keteret, Umiyu, Lahu lishne nami, the ain loitoivin, the chayiv lotzeis yidei shamayim, Ikalameima, Nainu Davke, Bemazik, Matnes Kohuna, Oy Ochlom, Shalokron, Beisel, Abul Hocho, Shalokron, Beheta, Shahoya, Oz Oni, Afulu, Lotzes, Yidei Shamayim, Loimechayev, Lohochi Porir Shape, Bat Amrit, Midas, Chaside, Shonu Kam, Le'machayev afilu lotzeis yidei shemayim. Now, I'd like to elaborate a few minutes on what Tosfos said. Now, Tosfos said here, dachsech me a mouthful. Tosfos, we had a kasha on Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Yepota, what shitas Rav Chisda is, momen she'ein lo toivim, if no one, there's no specific toiveya. So Rav Chisda said, if you mazik it, he can't slap you that in Torah, because who are you to be Teveya? It's not yours. I can get mom and shein lay Torah. Lots is yidei shemayim yimachuyev. So Taisi had a kashim. Here it says, an oni, about a boss, who was an oni, ba'isa shav. So it says, according to Rabbi Lezer, that when he comes back, yishalim, is machuyev to pay. Now, Yishalim can mean Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. That we know Taitshvelt. Yishalim can mean Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. So Tosfos has a kasha. So what's the kasha in Rav Chisda? Rav Chisda also agrees that Yechayiv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. Moment Shein Leitoivim, Yechayiv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. So Tosfos says, no. The whole din, Rav Chisda said, Yechayiv Lotzis Yidei Shemayim, if you are shaking. You're a mazik matnes kohune, you're a gazlan, did an avle, then there's a chiv lotzis yidei shemayim. But if you were allowed to eat it, Taisa says, Afil, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're allowed to eat it. He was an ani. What should he do? Should I from hunger? If you're allowed to eat it, then there's no chiyuv lotzeis yedei shamayim. That's what Taisa says. Fine. So now we have guidelines that the whole chiyuv of lotzeis yedei shamayim is by a shaykh. If you're allowed to eat it, no chiyuv lotzeis yedei shamayim. But now let's be elach, let's learn the Gemara. Rove asked Akasha and Rav Chisda. Rabbi Elazar says Yishalem. Rabbi Elazar says Yishalem. So Yishalem. Ooh, what do we see from this? That moment Shein Leitayvim Yechayev. That's what we see. So Rav Chisda, no. Means Yoni Chayev Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. So Rav said, no, he can't be Lotzis Yidei Shemayim over here because he was allowed to do it. Since he was allowed to do it, he can't say Lotzis Yidei Shemayim. Fine, good. Rav Chisda is wrong. But let's go back to the Kasha and Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda, you're wrong. What does Yishalim mean? Yimachayif to pay. Yimachayif to pay. But let me ask you a Kasha. Was he allowed to eat it? Yes or no? He was allowed to eat it. Taisi says clear. This person, I feel according to Rabbi Elazar, he was allowed to eat it. Is he allowed to eat it? So I feel not according to Rav Chisda. So why is Yishalem? He was allowed to eat it. So we see from Taisus Amir de Kazach, and I'd like to explain this. We see from Taisus, if Mamein She'ein Lai Tovim, you chayif to pay. So I feel you're allowed to eat it, you also chayif to pay. That's Shatan Rabbi Elazar. You're allowed to eat it, but you chayif to pay. If it's moment Shein Leitayim Yipata, then the Beheta, you don't, and then Nachayim of Elot Sushinei Shemayim. And that's the Chilik is as follows. The Maram Betzim says, he just says, Bekitzel, this year saw that's Pshat and Toysis. But that's Pshat is as follows. If you hold moment Shein Leitayim Yachayiv to pay. Now what does that mean? Rashi says, that means, let's say, an oni knocks on the door, give me the money, you mechuyif to give him. You mechuyif to give to any oni. So pshat is, matnas aniyim, matnas kohune, belongs now to the kahanim. It's their money now, it's a moment proti shel kahanim. Not it's a schus for the shevet to take, it's the moment proti of the kahanim. Each kohen, the one that knocks first, is that takes it. It's my money, his money. Whoever comes first gets it. But it's called moment proti shel ha'oni. Moment now. If it's moment oni shel it's moment proti shel ha'oni. So dach's mer pshat is like this. That means the leket really belongs to the oni. It belongs to the oni. This oni, it's irrelevant. Every oni, it belongs to the, which one will get it? The oni that comes first. Now, you have 10 million genuine aniyim. They're mamish aniyim. They're entitled to take like a chikrepe. They're genuine aniyim. Here I have a person who's yesod an osher. He doesn't have what to eat. Now, does he join the ranks of the aniyim? He's not a genuine oni. He is a problem now, but he's not a genuine oni. So be'etzem, Rabbi Elazar said, Amir de Kazach, if you hold that it's the mumin of each oni, so be'etzem, he's not allowed to keep it. I mean, you're not an oni. It belongs already to the aniyim. Who are you to take it? No, pshat is, you have a problem now. You're on the food team. So the din is, you're permitted to take it al menas l'shalem. That will do. We won't say die from hunger and, no. You're allowed to take it al menas l'shalem. That means you're not a genuine oni. It's not your money. You're using their money, but you're allowed to take it al menas l'shalem. Because you're in a difficult predicament now. So Mamelo, that was Pshat and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Yishalem. Because that Pshat, it's their money. You're permitted to use their money al Manas L'shalem, which is also, it's their money. You're allowed to do it. That's a memela. If you learn not like Rav Chisda, if you learn not like Rav Chisda, you learn that be'etzim it's a mammon prati of every oni. And that's why any oni can come and knock on the door and take it. It's his money already. You cannot say that it's, I joined the league of aniyim, you're not an oni. So the whole heter is, you can use, take their money, you're not to take animals' money either. You'll have to take their money, amanas l'shalom. So it's very good. Yishalom, yimachuyif to pay, zikr. The whole heter was the machuyif to pay. That is, if you hold, it's a moment proti shel aniyim. If you learn like Rav Chisda says, first of all, it doesn't belong to the aniyim. It doesn't belong to the aniyim proti, when aniyim comes. It's mamen ha-shevet, which means the shevet has schusim to be zeiche in the money. Well, it doesn't belong to an oni prati. It's mamen ha-shevet. And the melo, when every oni prati comes, I tell them, who says it has to be given to you? That's the mamen shein leiter. You can't take it. You, who are you? It's mamen ha-shevet. It has to be given to oni to someone else. Now, if it's mamen ha-shevet, if it's mamon ha-shevet, so let us think, we have here a person who's really did not join the shevet. He didn't join the shevet. No, so why should he give it to an oni proti? Why is he mechuyif to give it? It never belonged to an oni proti. No, lotzeis yidei shemayim, but listen, you did an avle by being mafsid the shevet, so your taking is lotzeis yidei shemayim to give it to an oni proti. You can't make it. The only way you could rectify that what you did to give it to an oni proti. So that's a yid who did an avla. A yid who did an avla. You were mafsid momen ha-shevi. Lots of yidei shemayim give it to an oni proti because you don't have another itza. Can't put it into kupas ezra. I mean, you took momen ha-shevi and now you have to write a check to someone. So you give it an oni proti. Lots is deshmaim, give it an oni proti, and that'll rectify the avla that you did. That's by an osher. But if you were an oni bo'isei shor, you didn't do any avla whatsoever, so why are you mechuyif to go overboard? Why are you mechuyif to give it to an oni proti? You didn't do any avla. And theoretically, what was lost, only the moment I shaved it was lost, not moment from an oni proti. So that was in Moskasha, why do you have to give it to an oni proti? Fine. Umiyu besamach kosha. But this is a tremendous problem. To come out time the oni, ha'oshe chayim. Later the Gemara said the kasha is not from Rabbi Lezer. The kasha is from the Chachamim. The kasha is from the chachomim. The chachomim say, an osher is chayiv. So now, Tosfos is stuck with a tremendous problem. I just brought a gemara in Bava Metzia that Yishalom k'min lotzis yidei shemayim, no, an osher is a gazlin, and he's chayiv lotzis yidei shemayim. Umay kashe, eima oni potter afilu milotzeis yidei shamayim. Abel osher chayiv. An osher is chayiv lotzeis yidei shamayim. So what is Tosfos asking? Tosfos is asking, what is the second kasha, besamuch kasha? The time of the oni, the moris the kasha, the time of the oni. We have a kasha, it says an oni is potter. Ha osher chayit, an osher is chayit. So what is the kasha? Oh, my kasha. I mean, if I know from the Gemara Bava Metzia that you shout that is a chiv lotzei shidei shemayim, my kasha. Eima oni pota afilu milotzis yidei shemayim. Aval osher chayim. What is the kasha? We know Rav Chisda holds that Yechayv Lotz is Yedei Shemayim. So what is the Kasha? Meforish, so Melo Taisus is in a very difficult position. The Gemara is very schwer. Meforish Rabbeinu Tam says a nupshat in the Gemara. Tahochi komal tane toni yishalim l'rabbelezer. The previous Kasha, the first Kasha. Tane toni yishalim l'rabbelezer. Rabbonam pligi alei. Atamret midis chesides, amidis chesides lehavi pligi rabbonam. So I'd like to say over one mahalach that the Ramon the Chuvis says pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam. Let us just look in the Gemara for 1 second. That the Gemara asked Akasha from Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Shiyavza lebeisa yishalem. So, Omar Rav Chisda midis chasidis shonukah. That what Rabbi Eliezer says, midis chasidis shonukam. So, Rabbi asked, tane toni yishalim, bat amat midis chasidis. So, Rabbi Netam said, the kasha on Rav Chisda was as follows. You're telling me yishalim means midis chasidis. Fine. So, the kasha is, you have to add 3 words. So, what? What the Rabbi Eliezer says, Yishalim Midas Chasidus. The Rabbonon Acholik. The Rabbonon say, Oni Hoyo Boiseisho. So they're Cholik and Rabbi Eliezer. So the Rama says, if the Machloikis is only in Midas Chasidus, so the Rabbonon never explained why there shouldn't be a Midas Chasidus. That means the Rabbonon says, you know, it was an oni ba'isisho. Fine, it was an oni ba'isisho. Now, so Memele, is this a reason to explain why there shouldn't be a midas chasidis? If Rabbi Eliezer saying yechayim als midas chasidis, it means Rabbi Eliezer says mika denispata, mika midas chasidis he should pay. So the Chum say, no, it can't be a midas chasidis. Why? Because he's an oni ba'isisho. Why can't there be a Midas Chasidus? That means if you hold there's no Midas Chasidus, give a legitimate reason for it. And Rabbi Eliezer could also hold he was an Oni B'Yosei Shah. He was a partial Oni, but could be out Midas Chasidus, you have to pay. So if Rabbi Eliezer holds Midas Chasidus, the Rabbanon should not have been chaylik on Rabbi Eliezer by saying Oni Hoya B'Yosei Shah, because could be Rabbi Eliezer also of Oni Oya Boisei Shah, but as Chasidus he should pay. You have to give a different reason why you put a Mimidas Chasidus. Let us go further in the Gemara. Toshima Minayin Labala Bayis Sha'ochal Peiros of Tvolin. Balabayis that ate tevel. Minayin lebalabayis ochel peresim ate tevel. V'chein Levi sheochel maisreisav tevolim. He ate tevel. That means so. But in tevel there is matnas kahune. There's trume. And in maisa there's trumes maisa. So now, Shmenayin Shapota Minatashlumim, Tamad Loima Bla Yechalalu Eskotche Bnei Yisrael Asher Yorimu. Ein Lecho Bahen Elo Mishas Arome Ve'Elech, O Mishas Arome Ve'Elech Miho Mishalem. Amay Lehevi Kemazik Matnas Kohune Oisha Ochlam. Now, let us try to understand the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara brings down a drash that a person ate tevel he spotted to pay the kohen till till the Kohen will get the money. Ein lecha behen ala mishas asher yerimu, ein lecha behen ala mishas arama v'ilach. That means till the asher, no, I'm sorry, asher yerimu till you'll be meirim the truma, I'm sorry, till you'll be mafrish the truma. Again, it says in the posik, the Yisrael etevel, you put it to pay the kohen. Unless you were mafrish the truma, and then you chayiv to pay the kohen. That is what it says in the Asherimu means hafrosh. So the Gemara understood as follows. There's a difference before harame and after. There's a difference before harame and after harame. So the Gemara understood as follows. The Tan of this Paraisa holds matanai shaloi humu kemi shaloi humu domi. That means, if I have tevel, in this tevel there's trume, there's the zikha, in the tevel there's trume. Kozman, I wasn't mafrish the trume, doesn't have a shame trume. When I mafrish it, then it gets a shame trume. So now let's learn Elach the Baraisa. The Baraisa says that if a person ate tevel, I would think he's chayv ready to pay the koyin for the trume that's there. No. Asher yorimu, you know when you'll be chayiv to pay the koyin? After you were mafrish the truma. Cause man, you weren't mafrish the truma, even though in this devil there's a potential truma. Potential is one thing, but you don't pay the koyin till you're mafrish. But after you're mafrish, let's be elder, and you ate the truma, then you're mechuyiv to pay. Zakash and Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde said, "Zmamin shein leitoyvim." That's the problem. That's what it says in the Baraisa. Minayim shep, if a balabos ate tevel, sha'ochal about minayim labalabai, sha'ochal peiros of tvolim, he ate tevel, he's potter to pay. You know why he's potter to pay? Because he wasn't mafrish the trume, so it doesn't have a shame trume. Asher yerimu, ein lecho behem, elo mishas aroma veilech. But let's say if I hold matone shlei humu kemisha humu domi, then I'd have a problem. So what's the difference before Rama or after Rama? So l'chayre, the Gemara understood, matone shlei humu kemisha loy humu domi. So Mamela, the Braise is telling us that if he ate it before Afroshe, he's potter. If he ate it after Afroshe, he's chayiv. So we see that mazik matnes kune is chayiv. Amai lehevi kemazik matnis kohuna oisha ochlom. That's the Gemara's kasha an Rav Chizde. And for the Gemara, ochinami, the osu liyodei bitivlayu, ukasova haitane matonosh shleihumu kemi shehumu domya. Now, let us just, we'll see in Tosis a little clearer, but just to save shot in the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, the Baraisa holds Pungfakel. Matonosh shaloi humu kemisha humu domyin. The Baraisa holds, you have trume in tevel, it's there, afilu, before you mafrish it. It's there. So, and the Baraisa says, if you eat the tevel, you're potter to pay. Why you potter to pay? Arayta Rav Chizde. Rav Chizde said that you're potter to pay because it's masik madness kuni, you're potter to pay. That's the first half of the Baraisa. Now the Baraisa says, you know when you'll be mechuyev to pay? When the koin will get the tevel. When the koin will get the tevel, then he'll be zoiche in the trume, because matanish lehumu kemisha humil domi, when he'll get the tevel, then you chayv to pay, because it became his automatically. That's what the Baraisa is saying. When the koin is zoiche in the trume, then it's his automatically. That is pshat in the Baraisa. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi, v'chein levi shochel maischois of tvolim. Shloi hifrish trumes meiser. So there's also trume. Es kotshei b'nei Yisrael asher yarimu l'Hashem ein l'cho bohem elo. When does the koyin have a bailes? Elo mishas haroma. Ochi gosin elo b'tesefte. So the Gemara says, it's speaking about, no, the Gemara is speaking about, the Baisha is speaking about also Liyodei Dekoyim. B'tivlayu, shehuv kada tevel etzloi. So punfakel. The Koyin had the tevel. That's not speaking about the first case. There's two cases in the Baraisa. Ashe yorimu means when it'll be given to the Koyin, not when you'll be mafrish. Asherimu means when it will be given to the Kohen, then you have to give the Kohen. That's speaking about when we given to the Kohen, bitivlayu, shehuv kadatevel etzloi. And why I am a chuyev to pay the Kohen? Because as the chiddush k'mishahum radamyik, zoche behen mina hefker sherei kodam. So that means this is, again, we had mentioned yesterday, Rashi Shita, Amurdik Shita, that either Rashi holds that Toivas Hano Einoi Momin, so if there's Trume in the table, and the Koyo wants to be Zoich in the Trume becomes his, even though the Balabos didn't give it to him. Either we hold Toivas Hano Einoi Momin, or for it is, a fellow it is Momin, it's only he can get, as I think, a benefit he could have gained from the Truma, but the Iker Truma is Zicha, not the Yisraels, and every coin can be Zeichen. Amaradik Echidish, Zocha Bemina Hefke Shrei Koda. Lishna Achine, see the Rashi wants to say, if you hold Toivas HaNomomain, and the Staka called Abailam, Shemosa loy as a tevel, liskois betrume shaboy. He told the koyim, you should be zoiche in the potential trume, and the koyim is zoiche, and then taket is adin tashlumim to the koyim, because it became mamish, mom and koyim. Zok taisvis. Ein lecho behen elo mishas aromen. Now, it says in the Pasuk, let's be Elech, it says, B'lechalu eskotche b'nei Yisrael, asher yorimu, ein lecho behem elo mishas harome. Now, what does this Pasuk mean? We can learn two ways. We can learn the Pasuk is speaking about that there was haromas trum already, B'lechalu eskotche b'nei Yisrael, asher yorimu, that means there was Afrosha's Truma already, and then there's a Chiyuv to pay. There was Afrosha's Truma. But if you learn there was Afrosha's Truma already, so we'll see there's a big problem. Vim Toima, V'kro Lav La'achar Haroma Ayri, the Pasuk is not speaking about there was Afrosha's Truma, Ela Ba'osid Litorim. The Pasuk is speaking about a person ate tevel, and there was no afrosha yet. The mafkinim minei beperik elu anisrofim, the tevel b'mise. If a person ate tevel before afrosha, chilo mitrume. Doshli chalos kotsh b'nei yisrosha sheyarimu basidim litorim akosu medaba. That's speaking about tevel. So the Pasuk is speaking about Asher Yorimu, which says eventually you're going to be mafrish, but the Pasuk is telling us if you eat it before Afroshe, Yechayev Misa, that's called Leyechalu Eskotshi B'nei Yisrael. So the Pasuk is telling us before Afroshe, Yechayev Misa, Yemachalu the Tevel. Our Gemara learns from this Pasuk that with the Afroshe, you have to pay the koyin. Forget the Pasuk is talking about before the Afrosha. Where do we see Asher Yerimu? With the Afrosha, you may have to pay the koyin. Ein lechobem elo mishas harom avilach. Vishloime dahochi dorish. So, Chayyur Tais means to say, the Pasuk is speaking about two things. Midesomoch Yerimu eitzel Hashem. It says Asher Yerimu Hashem. It seems there's two droshes. The Pasuk is speaking about that when it's tevel, yechayiv misa, yimachalo, and it says, yorimu la'ashem, that the bailis that Hashem has, or that's the shevet kuna, that's only through afrosha. Inami mishim dekoi akro de samach laim v'ish ki yoichal kodesh da'ayri la'achar harom. The previous pasuk is telling us halachis ish ki yoichal kodesh, which is speaking about a Yisrael ate truma b'shoigik. Then there's a din tashlumim als kapor if a person ate azor ate truma b'shoigik. And it seems that this Asher Yerimu is also coming to tell us that with the Harome, there's a Chiyuv of one ate Truma b'meizid. This is Pshat and Tosfos. Da'asa li'ad b'tavlayu uksav aitanem atanesh lehumu kimi shehumu damyim. So it means that, so before the Koyin got it, it also is a din mufrish. And that what it says, the ein lecha bemel mishas haroma ve'ilach, means when it was given to the Koyin, not when it was mufrish. It's mufrish already before. Mishas haroma ve'ilach haine mechi ose liyode afilu betivlayu. That means, humu means yirimu ose liyode. That means we have to fataych the posik, the baraisa, not too clearly. That means we're saying that he holds matanesh lehumu kimisha humu domi. So before already it's called it was mufrish. And when does the kain get a schus? Not when it's mufrish before. He gets a schus when he gets it. Vim toima amai le mishani. Why don't we say the pashta, the baraisa, the toni pota minatashlumim? Hainu da osa liyat koyim betivlayu. Ukasava raitana matonish lehumu lav kemisha humu dami. And then when you'll be mafrish, then you chayv to be the koyim. Mishamochi pota, dein le le koyin al mishas haroma mamish. Vavanecha tvei davaloshin haroma davke. That means if we will say the baraisos matonish lehumu lav kemisha humu dami, so then the baraisa says, the minute becomes surim, that means the koyin had it before. The koyin had it before it's golnish mit golnish, because there's no truma yet. So if you eat it, you put it to pay. And when you're mafrish, then you chayv to pay. Vyeshloime di avamuki lo hochi, so then, if it means you were mafresh when the Kohen had it, so what's the chiddush you pay? It's mamish's money. The pshitim mishalm kim dosaliat kohen v'humo. Aval hash the iker abaraisa mashmiyainu. Here, the way we're learning now, the baraisa is telling us two chiddushim. Number one, it's telling us we hold matanesh lehumo kimisha humo domi. So you're right away a mazik matnes kune yipota. Aval hash the iker abaraisa mashmiyainu the mazik matnes kune oishoch lampota. Because the alzraf chizde. And the diuk of the barais is coming to tell us that the koyin gets it. The koyin gets it. The koyin gets it when by osel yodai. Afagav da osel yodai b'tevlayu chayev. The chmisha humedami. So the both bavas are telling us a chiddush. The first bava is telling us, even though it's humu, there's no chiyuv tashlumim by because it's mamon shein leitovim. And then it's telling us it was boliat koyin, even though it's before afroshe, then the koyin is zoiche in the matonis because chmisha humedami, and then you chayev to pay.